From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. City of Arcata is asking residents to conserve water while Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District makes scheduled improvements in August and September. The district supplies Arcata with water and have scheduled valve replacements at their facility on Wednesday, also again on Wednesday, September 18th and Wednesday, September 25th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Due to the work required for the project, Arcata's water supply will be shut down while the work is taking place. Customers may notice a small decrease in water pressure, along with a slight increase in chlorine residual in their water during that time. City encouraging residents to conserve water to maintain an adequate water supply. Well, construction to build a city-owned futsal court at the Arcata Sports Complex currently underway. In 2015, an anonymous donor provided funds through the Humboldt Area Foundation to support the design, the construction, and maintenance of a community futsal court in Arcata. Construction will be behind the Arcata Community Center between the sports complex soccer and softball fields. Work will take place Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On some days, they'll work from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Redwood Coast Energy Authority updating its guiding strategic document and is seeking public input and support in the process. Workshops will be taking place over the months to come, and the community is encouraged to submit written comments too. RCEA's Comprehensive Action Plan for Energy details strategies that specifically address regional energy planning and coordination, programs for energy customers, low-carbon transportation, and energy generation and utility services. The updated plan will include RCEA's goal of 100% clean and renewable electricity by 2025. Well, there's no specific date as yet, but the opening of the Gene Lucas Community Center in Fortuna drawing closer. And those close to the project think maybe late fall or November may be the timeline. The Redwood Times reports an open house is planned to take place on December 7th. The McLean Foundation has so far invested $11 million in the Gene Lucas Community Center and the rest of the development off Newburgh Road in Fortuna. It's set on a 37-acre piece of property and will house multiple organizations. The McLean Foundation and Fortuna Senior Services will be in each of the outside wings of the building. Remy Vista Counseling Services will be in part of the upper story offices area. And Fortuna City Council is accepting applications for membership on the Fortuna Business Improvement District Board. The board is seeking a board member to fill one of the 7 member governing body for a 2-year term from August this year to June 30th of 2021. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.